Alone in my bedroom, I light candles, undress, and lay naked in bed. My long brunette hair fanned over the white satin-covered pillows. I put earbuds in, shutting the world out with music and getting lost in my own body. Grazing my fingers over the soft skin of my stomach and up the delicate valley of my cleavage. Each of my hands squeezing and kneading my breasts. They're far too big for my little hands to tease properly. Taking slow, deep breaths, my hands press my breasts together and my fingers trace the hard little pink circles my nipples have grown to be while I've been playing. With my eyes closed, I picture nothing at first. But the more my body relaxes and the need inside me starts to grow, pictures begin to flash in my mind. An X-rated slideshow begins to roll through my mind. The images, positions, flesh against flesh. Then, the very real need to feel the gentle touch of leather cords of a flogger tenderly tracing my inner thighs, up my hips, to the transitioning curve that becomes my waist. And chasing up my cleavage. The need to feel my skin be awoken slowly. No loud cracks of leather meeting skin. No pain or sting. Just the soft feel of my skin transitioning from awake to aroused. My body beginning to rock. My legs spread more, opening myself up. Needing more than tenderness. I've passed the desire of gentleness. I need more. To feel more. To feel deeper. More than the delicate tracings of leather on my skin. I need more. I want to be afflicted with pleasure. I crave for it to hurt. To feel the bite of the flogger deep in my skin, over and over and over again until my muscles are sore and my skin is a deep pink. My thighs spread shamelessly wide, my wax pussy dripping as my hips raise, offering it up, eyes wide. Begging, pleading for the one in control of the flogger to relieve my ache. Tears begin to fill my eyes while I try to cope with the overload of purposely ignored need that has been rapidly growing between my thighs. With every hit of the flogger, my breath gets caught in my throat. Even as the focus turns to my thighs, my pussy is ignored until tears of frustration fill my eyes. And finally, the first of many open-handed slaps come down onto my wet, needy pussy. Relief, excitement, a sting of pain and pleasure fill me, alternating with the slaps and the occasional invasion of several fingers buried inside me, but never long enough to truly enjoy the feeling of being filled, a tease. A long, torturous tease, prolonging and building, bringing on feelings that become too much, sensations I don't believe that my body can handle much longer. I'm not sure what will happen to me. I'm afraid I will completely unravel, that I will fall apart. It's too much. I can't. I continue to say over and over, but the person in my mind thinks so much more of me than I do. He believes in me and promises he won't let anything happen to me. Tells me how beautiful I am when I'm sexually tortured. Finally I come. My head turns to find relief by burying my face and biting my pillow. My eyes shut tight as the feelings, so many feelings rush over me. The music suddenly comes back as reality slowly starts to push out the fantasy world I was just in. My tense muscles begin to relax and my racing heart begins to slow. I look in the mirror, a flushed face and glazed eyes. There are no marks from a flogger on my body, though. No glorious sore feelings or swollen lips. Only a fantasy. For now.